This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In simultaneously issued statements, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and the Taliban announced Friday that a deal between the U.S. and Taliban will be signed February 29th, paving the way toward ending the longest American war in history. VOA's Carla Bell.
A pause in fighting between the Taliban and Afghan and U.S.-led international forces is now underway. A first step, officials say, that could lead to the end of the 18-year war in Afghanistan. One major concern is whether the Taliban will be able to keep its sprawling network of fighters off the battlefield. If successful, U.S. and Taliban negotiators will sign a historic agreement on February 29th, leading to political talks between the Taliban and the Afghan government. Officials say the United States would gradually draw down its forces to 8,600. With a senior U.S. defense official adding non-U.S. international forces there, would reduce troop numbers by about 20% to 30%. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
The White House will start with a clean slate as it works to reshape the leadership of the United States intelligence community, pushing the country's acting number two official out just days after firing his boss. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence late Friday announced the departure of its second-in-command, Andrew Holman. Holman, a 30-year veteran of the U.S. intelligence community, had been serving in an acting capacity as the principal deputy director since last September. His departure follows that of former acting director of National Intelligence, Joseph McGuire, who was cast aside by U.S. President Donald Trump after one of his top aides gave lawmakers a classified briefing last week about Russian attempts to meddle in the U.S. presidential elections in November. According to media reports, the aide told lawmakers Russia is seeking to boost the president's re-election chances, angering Mr. Trump.